One day, after Jesus had talked to the crowds about the kingdom of God and had healed many who needed to be cured, his disciples wanted him to dismiss the crowds so that they could go find something to eat. Jesus responded, "Give them some food yourselves." They did share their meager resources of 5 loaves and 2 fish with the crowd. Then they gathered up far more than they gave, 12 wicker baskets full of food. Often, when we go to Mass, we hear the priest saying, "Do this in memory of me." What are we being asked to do in memory of Jesus? We are being asked to feed the hunger of others from our resources and love. We attend a Mass not merely to remember that Jesus died and rose for us, nor do we attend a Mass only to receive the consecrated body and blood of Christ for our own strength. However, we do need Christ's strength and grace for us to continue his work on earth. When we hear the priest say the words of Jesus, "Do this in memory of me," Christ is asking us to do what Jesus did. He is asking us, even commanding us, to give of ourselves in self-emptying love to the Trinity and to those who need our love, as completely as Jesus himself did. The whole Christ is us who were baptized into Christ. In the Eucharist, the whole Christ is offered to the Trinity. The priest represents the congregation gathered as we offer ourselves with Christ to God. The Eucharist is not only a time to remember what Jesus did. It is not just a time to consecrate bread and wine into the body and blood of Jesus and be nourished by Christ. It is not merely a symbolic way of remembering what Jesus did. It is a time of offering ourselves, the whole Christ, to the Trinity and to others as Jesus offered himself. The priest prays, "Let your Spirit come upon these gifts to make them holy, so that they may become the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ." Just as the Holy Spirit transforms bread and wine into the body and blood of Christ, who gives himself for our salvation, so the same Holy Spirit transforms us into Christ's body and blood for the sake of the world today. We too who receive Holy Communion commit ourselves along with Christ and are strengthened by Christ to continue his work within our own families, communities, and world. We celebrate Eucharist as our symbolic way of surrendering ourselves to Christ for the glory of God and the work of his kingdom or reign on earth. We intensify the bond between God and ourselves. We commit ourselves with Christ to furthering the salvation of the world. When the disciples realized that the crowd listening to Jesus was hungry, they wanted Jesus to dismiss the crowd so that they could go and find food on their own. Instead, Jesus tells them to give them something to eat from their meager resources. As we feed on the body and blood of Christ and are nourished more and more into his presence in the world, he continues to invite us to share our meager resources and love with those who are in need. We hear the risen Christ inviting us, "Do this in memory of me."